Blog Talk Radio.
This is Comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Organic Pimping, Through the Ingredients and Body to My Soul. Now, this is the thing. Today's show, I want to honor those people, all those people. Those people that continue to contribute. Those people that do the things behind the scenes to allow these things in my journey, my path, because there's a lot of things, my path, my journey, that gave me more insight, more experience, more wisdom. Now, within this platform, within this conversation, within this moment that we're having right now, we're going to look into the actual infrastructure of what the harvest is in the organic pivot. Why so often in this desire, in this true investment, in this place where people have to sit down and have to be reprogrammed in their oppositional moments where people are trying to desire these sexual things out of you, where you have no understanding about how to overcome the opposition. And this is where some people, in that moment, they become a mega superhero. In the moment of creating ideas, creating oppositional moments in others' experiences. And within my ability, I have to always take the time, appreciate the appreciation, how the appreciation comes my way, how I actually desire the appetite that we truly need to have if we want to change this, you know, contaminated resources that we're getting. We got to have something totally different. We want to truly push this ability to the next level. The show today is a celebration on July 14th. I say July 14th because that's when my actual technically, my commentary is going to start. So I like to put things in alignment to organically, you know, put together. So we got today, we got technically 10 days, technically, before the comedy tour of me motivating and pushing through the City Richmond comedy tour. So this comedy tour is going on for a long time. It's not going to be in any, for the most part, probably any major facility from the get-go. So it's going to be something that's going to be done from an organic standpoint. Going to be done at facilities, you know, out there. But we're going to have some different ones, different comedy events, but this particular one is going to be more of a free element where people will be able to come out at times and see this comedy, you know. And that's what it's going to be. But it's going to be about Richmond. It's going to be my experience about all the different Richmonds throughout the actual nation. And this is a comedy, once I release it, because I'm going to release, first I'm going to release a comedy audio album. I'm going to release that on July 14th. That's in 10 days. I'm going to release a comedy audio album. And then I'm going to go around promoting the comedy audio album in other Richmond cities, people that want to you know, accommodate this Richmond comedy platform, and then also, too, we got at least 5 comedy platforms that we'll be releasing. We're releasing October is the Disabled Awareness Month comedy platform. We're going to be releasing another comedy platform for comedian Organic. I call him Comedian Organic Talk Dude. He's going to release in a comedy project. Actually, he's going to be releasing, to be exact, he's going to be releasing 2 comedy projects. He's releasing one September 17th. He's going to release a comedy project. Then he'll release another project for the month of October. He'll release another project. So there's going to be 2 projects he's going to be releasing for October and for September 17th. He's going to release a project. So that's 2. And then I'm also looking to release a project for upcoming, like, December. December 5th, I'm looking to release a project December 5th. And I keep those information and times and dates for that. But we definitely got at least 5 comedy projects that's scheduled for just this year. And they want to fall into next year, too, based on the time frame. So that's the thing. Also, because it's about the Organic, Friday, it was another project that was released, and to be more clear about the project, it was released, Friday was February 2nd, so I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. And give that some the proper, introduction into that, what's going on. So one of the things I wanted to talk about is how we truly organic pimping. I remember I was having a conversation, and I've told this conversation several times, but one week, I got lost in Fillmore. I went to an event in Fillmore, and then I ended up running to Fillmore Slim all in the same week. And all this stuff happened random. I didn't even know about the event at the time. I didn't know about the event that I was end up going to when I got lost. So the first thing that happened is I got lost in Fillmore. Then I ran to Fillmore Slim, and then I ended up get invited to an event in Fillmore. And when I was talking to Fillmore, I was talking about me being a pimp. I told him I'm an organic pimp. And he's on the opposite side of what I'm known for. And so when I told him that about, where I'm coming from in my pimping, and my desire of what pimping is, and what my appetite and what my true pleasure is, It's another ability. You know what I mean? It's like I'm not just trying to be in this marathon. I'm not just trying to be, in this Olympic of this burden of what people think is the opposition. I'm trying to be in the most healthiest capacity. Not just the most healthiest capacity. I just want to be more clear what the actual information is and not be one to be so smart enough to understand how to articulate information. And not smart enough to enjoy the actual wealth of messages that people might not necessarily pick up. See, that's one of the things is a lot of people that they debate your emotional struggle, and they're going to tell you things that you may not never experience. A lot of information that I found out, people have came to you very humble and came to you in a way that seemed like they're not dangerous because they came to you very humble. So you think because the emotional body language does not seem to be a threat, but the action is more of a threat than anything. It's like if someone left somebody's gas on in their home and they fall asleep, they may be the last time they fall asleep. And I'm saying it's so many things that have been that dangerous in our life and our experience, and we just still take it for granted. What I'm saying to you is there's been too many experiences before the pimp even got an actual description and levels. A lot of things could have been prevented, but we're so busy trying to be so entertained to the problem where the problem will stay around and be more of a problem in hindering your ability. Why are we so much willing to entertain people, circumstances, where it's never freeing us. And think about if you get free, think about how many other people are not free in that system. So why are we so motivated to kind of bring attention to something that needs to be organically like a harvest that truly grows under this kind of ability that's been infiltrated to actually operate? So for myself, I actually make sure that when I'm doing something creative, appreciating something creative, appreciating the actual life and growth, and not be compromised from other things and other people that found ways to destroy these things. So that's what I'm saying here. We are other moments where creation is got to be appreciated, and I'm actually a part of that part of creating. So this one of the things that I have to bring to the table, right? Now, on July 2nd, that was Friday, a project released, Worth It, and that was by R&B singer Maya, actor, and so she released a project, and it was released on Friday. So this is one of the things that I truly organic, you know, reflect and connect into people. Just normally, this is what I normally don't. I don't normally say too much regards to that because I have some projects and things that I'm creating, and I want to be clear about how to make projects from that aspect as you hear it. I don't want to release too many things because that's one of the things that I'm not one to, for the most part, it's got to be organic. When I talk about, I have really never heard me say anything for the most part about Maya because my experience with people and how that is, it is one of these type of things that you have to keep keeping up. You have to keep managing, right? Ideas and creating ability is something that is a dessert, right? When you're enjoying something, you're enjoying this ability, it's not meant for me to create a space where people can have a focus, understanding how to get things in my mind that I'm not creating in a place where we're dealing with more contaminated resources. So for me, I know my experience, I don't have anything to say in that capacity. When I'm creating something, I want it to be the action. When I create something and have anything that's creative, I want to make sure that that's there, right? Because that's the gift. The gift is for me. If I have the time to create it, I'm allowed to create it, I want to create it. I don't want to waste time, and I want to appreciate the people that I know have, you know, been in a harvest, you know, growing in the foundation. I mean, that's facts. So October and other days, I'm going to accommodate people. Now, this year and going into next year, I'm going to accommodate so many stories about so many different people that I had an opportunity to be around. And I like to say, you know, from an organic, you know, harvest of a vegan experience of growing something that is not contaminated as I put it out there, and later on as it become more than what it had originally started off being, I have to appreciate this, right? So when I appreciate, it doesn't stop here because my harvest of creating more is really my appreciation and showing how much really more that my investment is into this conversation. Is it investment? When we just saying, oh, yeah, you know, an album came out, it was released today or released that day, I have to accommodate more than that to really, truly accommodate people that I truly have seen my actual ability connect with a moment, right? So I don't actually have all the time to truly be with people based on scheduling that they have, scheduling that I have, things that I have But I truly want a person to notice. Like, I haven't forgot. When I visit, I truly visit the actual harvest, right? When I'm visiting, I truly visit that actual compost of her problems, that thing that in my ability, what can I truly do that this person truly needs that they're not aware of? That's the real thing, right? And so in my ability, I'll be bringing and creating things in the setting. It's like toxic energy and toxic space where people don't want to be around. Me personally, I always feel like this is my desire. As we see magical moments, we see movies, we see things that we truly respect and appreciate, I truly have the actual insight. I truly have the actual ability to create things that I truly think about. I truly connect to people that I truly have the actual life to actually touch and smell and feel these things. And I was like, man, it's more. Now, this show is not going to be the ending of what I'm going to appreciate. And I appreciate that, you know. I appreciate those things from, you know, the Planet Nine, you know, and that is something that I appreciate, you know. And I appreciate the creation, appreciation of that experience, that figure out the, you know, the space in a person's, you know, creativity, and where you can actually see things that are transparent, and you can hear a conversation. I appreciate you, Maya. And I see things and ideas, you know, that truly mold more experience, more things that grow in a more organic capacity. And on this platform, it's more designed for me to make the experience, make the connection to those that want to create more, have the ideas, have the creativity, and have the understanding to truly find that, you know, training from this life. We have so many more people that when the wisdom is, you know, wealthy in the actual investment, we can, you know, reap a lot more in that actual understanding. And I'm personally, you know, people ask me, they, what state you from? I'm originally from Richmond, California, originally. People that from Richmond say, you were raised up in Richmond because how you act. You know, I'm like, you know, I've been a child legend for a long time, and I just haven't forgot, you know, how being humble doesn't disqualify me from being, you know, clear about my experience and my reflection. How somebody trying to check my grocery list of success? I don't understand. When you, I've accommodated a lot of people in different communities out through this nation, and I started accommodating people, helping people on different levels as a child. So when people are trying to check me, I mean, you're not checking me from a fan standpoint or something to appreciate me. You're trying to check me in the discretion that people have been allowed to pit on people from this position. That's contaminated. All these parts of the nation, people allowed to do these things, contaminate people's viewpoint, contaminate these things that we could be more connected on a bigger level. Think of 100 people right now. From the cross-contamination action, people had to be relayed and reinvested in the compost perspective. And think about how life had to be readjusted. How the true love of life, how life had to restart all over with finding those individuals that are going to have that true desire to really push beyond what you think hate is really the strength of most people. And the biggest trip, you got to think about how somebody has a desire to care, how a desire to truly push the caring aspect, not in a way to be undermining to the problem, to the struggle, and the people praying and going through this moment is the true essence of the organic pimping, pushing through all these things. My name is Comedian Organic, okay? And we're at the end of the show. I didn't even get to the 15. I normally get to the 15, but we started late. Now, we got about 3 minutes before the show is technically over. It's a more shorter show. I thought I might possibly have a guest on this platform today. It didn't actually happen. But, you know, organic platforms, you know, we just got to move on. I appreciate the consideration for the guests to do that. But what we're going to do is moving forward next week, I want to make sure that I'm going to try to, you know, initiate these kind of experiences for myself, you know, because I'm the only one living my own experience. Yeah, so you must understand. Now, I truly find that when I truly respect this experience and I truly get the harvest I need, why I need to go to fast food, why I got to go to different places to meet people for the purpose of something that I can truly get from an organic point of view. But someone truly care, someone truly invest into my ability, that is something that I need to be aware of. And I appreciate those moments. I appreciate the moments I get. When you get to see somebody and this person actually is, that's a, imagine being, you know, a person on another planet and someone get to, you know, you get to be in a space, you know, space aircrafts and mentally be able to travel and hear music, you know, like my homegirl Maya. Like, if these things that's been created, just having that ability to have someone understand these things, like, so often we just forget the basics. Experience. This is Comedian Organic, okay? You listen to Organic Pimping through the ingredients that bodies my soul. You can check us out tomorrow's another platform. You got the host name, DJ Bellify Feces, tomorrow, Monday. And everyone, good night. Take care. Be safe out there as those people out there and people celebrate the holiday. I'm out.